Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. A builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's Good Morning, Bright Eyed and Butchy Tar from the Concrete Gang, every Sunday morning on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 on your dial, 9:30 every morning. It's Good Morning for all the listeners out there, and the last time for this bloke. Good morning, Campo.
Good morning, Gorilla. Good morning, listeners.
Four Trees.
Good morning, Gorilla. Good morning, everybody.
Woodpecker.
Morning.
You might as well go now.
That's See you later.
That's all we ever get from you. Yes, it's sad to say I have retired. I'm dusty, going off in the sunset on my old horse, and the old grey mare's had enough. So last show, I'm going to hand over these three knuckleheads, so good luck with that. You get them there on time, or get them organised, or with great ideas, mate, they'll snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. But anyway... I've left them in charge, and may I read that? Probably, but anyway, no, they'll do their best. They've got the heart for the job, but let's see what happens. So anyway, boys, we've had a big week, haven't we?
Oh, it's been a massive week, you know, and you know it's continued. It's been a rough week too, you know what I mean. So let's not sugarcoat it. We've lost some good people this week as well. We've lost the long term. Shop steward Big Alex, he's passed away.
Yeah, unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah, terrible.
Terrible, you know. And, you know, it's massive at the moment, isn't it, really?
So. Well, more important, we should send probably a cheery to those people we have lost. Have we got all their names and details, have we? Or?
We've got Big Alex.
Big Alex.
We did ours last week.
As usual, very well prepared.
Yeah. And we've had another one come in who passed away. The death of Mark Richo Richardson passed away suddenly on the 19th of October. He was 53. He was a loyal, staunch member for 35 years, crane operator, rigger, pretty well respected and a bit of a larrikin. He passed away suddenly. So.
Okay, and Alex?
Alex, you know, Alex was a shop steward for...
Capital.
Capital, been a shop steward for about 5 years, come through the young activist, you know, father of three. I think, what was he, 35?
35, yeah. 36, yeah, young.
You know, tragically, yeah, he's passed away as well. And obviously we spoke about Al.
That was last Sunday night.
Last Sunday. So we had the shop stewards meeting this week. I think we're going to either do a mega pull-up for there's free. We've got a bloke died at Hickory, the carpenter died at Hickory.
Young.
Well, we better get it. Hopefully next week we'll have all the details of all these sort of things and... Hopefully moving forward, we're going to run a big raffle or whatever we're going to do so we can try and help the families out along the way. So
mega raffle.
Mega raffle. And we're looking at putting a little bit of a levy on the ticket, so there's a fund, a bit of a slush fund there for when these things happen.
People do get into tough times out there.
How was the branch meeting this week, chappies?
The shop steward's meeting.
I've had better meetings.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. Shit circumstances. You know.
Yeah, like, well, it's been a tough week for everyone. I mean, look, I'm still here. I'm the easy one, but these people lost their lives and families will be devastated and all that sort of stuff. And that's why we do what we do, trying to stop all this stuff. And obviously, maybe we have to try a bit harder. But there's been a lot of tragedies lately, and these people are, you know, trying to destroy our union and all that. And, you know, whether they care about all this, I don't know. But anyway, we'll keep doing what we do best. We do care about the workers out there. We'll always look after them.
We did have Inglink, though. We had John Wilshire and Emma Wynne, our mental health coordinators. They get up and give a bit of a spiel about how hard it is actually trying to talk and all that there and looking out for your friends. And obviously, in this industry, we do big hours and that there, and it's sort of... We're just seen as expandable to the bosses and stuff like that.
Expendable.
And sooner or later, it breaks us all down. And unfortunately, you know, some of us don't make it to the other end. And it's just, it's pretty sad, I guess. But it's a harsh reality of what we deal with. This is, and it's nothing new we've been dealing with, but, you know.
Listen, the only people that are expandable is us. We're expandable.
And obviously, Inglink gave a report, too, of where we are at with the dividend. You know, they're going to pay out a dividend at the end of the year. They still haven't landed on the percentage yet, and they're still trying to work out, is it going to be taxed or whatever? But to apply for it, you've got to go sign up to the Workers Hub through Inglink and register to actually get paid the dividend.
There'll be posters getting around on the job, so speak to your shorts. They'll have all the information for you. But you've got to be registered to be able to receive the dividend.
So you need to do that straight away if you want that dividend, you know. And they didn't know the percentage or the tax outcome, and they're still trying to work that part of it out, if it's taxable or non-taxable.
Like the Sparrow said, there's going to be toolbox meetings individually for that sort of dividend. So shoppies have all the information. Should be setting them up now as we speak. If they're not, ring the union office, and we'll get someone out there so we can actually get the information to the people from the horse's mouth rather than getting a third party, you know.
All right.
And now we're going to hit you with the hard-hitting questions.
Here we go.
Oh, this could be breaking. Yeah,
but you practice the other night at the pub. You normally drive everyone mad.
Couldn't be that hard if you're everything.
At the time, I felt like I did it pretty well at the pub.
You would have. You had about 40 pots in you.
So,
not from my point of view.
The big grizzly bear, you're staggering about, falling over.
At one point, I thought he was going for a stroke. I'm like, just can we get the fucking... Get it down here quick. Get skinny doing TPR.
Yeah, you know, you get that. Big day. I reckon you're retiring. You're beating John Laws, the oldest person on radio.
Is that your big one? Is that your big shot?
But anyway.
Well, I've met John Laws, you know, and I'd give him a few pointers what he was doing wrong. He didn't really appreciate that.
We outlasted him.
I've outlasted him. I'm still here.
Bloody. All right, question.
Jeez, he started off well, hasn't he? Yeah. Oh, boy,
who, out of, like, you've been in the game over 50 years in working in construction, a union member. Who was the shoppy that signed you up? Or where did you get first signed up?
It was Martin Bingham. And it was at, you asked me something. I couldn't remember. It was at the sewerage works in, down towards Frankston.
Karen
Downs Treatment Plant.
Oh, Patterson Lakes.
Yeah, Karen Downs Treatment Plant. It was there. I was a brickies labour. It was Martin Bingham that signed me up in the BLs. And I'll never forget what I was working with the bricklayers. And, you know, have lift shafts in buildings. And I had to get at behind this wall and joint the blocks, you know. But it was in a lift shaft, no scaffold, one plank sitting on a half an inch concrete lip the other side, and I got to walk out and do that. Oh, mate, that was my introduction to the union side of things. But
you wouldn't fit in down it nowadays, would you?
Nah, thanks, Frank. Yeah, geez, slim.
She'd love that.
See if I can little.
Nah, but they were interesting days. The BLF, you know, I was obviously a great union, and. When I started, we had no amenities. You know, the labourers used to have to sit outside in the rain. There might be one shed on the job, and the tradesmen sitting there, and the labourers had to sit outside in the rain. And no sheds, or in the cement and toilets. If you never had a toilet, just a hole in the job, and the builders' labour's changed all that. Norm Gallagher, and the builders' labour's changed all that around. You know, turned us into one of the finest unions, and then got deregistered. But yeah, there was a lot of interesting days doing that. You know, and the next, I think when it was a couple, not long after that, we all had young families. We worked for a bricklayer that never paid us for 3 months, and the BLF come down and fixed that up. And so I thought, geez, this is the only way to go, being in the union. They're fantastic what they can do. Where else would you go if you're not getting paid, all the wrong conditions? And the, but they were great days, funny days. I mean, we had more blues. Man, I could tell you, we probably, in the first 5 years, I probably spent a year out on blues, and out of five. Yeah. We'd go out for it, and we win, you know, we always won till we wouldn't go back till we won it, you know, all the conditions. And then we had the lockout, and I'm no good in time, it was 1970 something. We got the super and the long service leave and all the goodies. And well, I think we were out for 6 weeks then. And I was black banned for 3 years. So it's been a long, you know, but you know, I'm very proud of what we achieved over the years. You know, the BLF was a year, then they got deregistered, and then we're all fighting amongst yourselves trying to join other unions, and a bit of a war going on there for a while, but it all got sorted in the end, and I ended up in the FDFA, and then all back together again in the CFMEU. So it was like the BLs again, you know. But we had carpenters in there though, but you know, the old condition breakers. But anyway.
Obviously, you're a shop steward on multiple jobs. Which was your favourite job you worked on as a shoppie yourself? Where you just go, it was a good crew, it was just a good...
Oh, well, I maintain that you're only as good as the blokes under you, you know. And that's what I try to tell new blokes. You've got to get as many good blokes on the job as you can, because you're not going to go to war if you haven't got an army behind you. And if they're not behind you, you're not going to try hard. But if you've got a good bunch of blokes that keep you honest, mate, you can do anything, you know. So there was quite a few jobs, you know. I think everyone's heard about it, the Airport Alliance. We had an alliance out at the airport. We got all the jobs together and the stewards together and formed an alliance. And you know you're doing something right when the airport hated it and didn't even want to recognise it. That was hilarious. Some bloke we kept sending emails to, and he kept sending them back. I'm not gonna reply to these, but every time we did, he replied the one. So things like that, funny things along the way. I that's what I enjoy, you know. Some of the things that happen over the years, me and John Secker were walking out with Laughing Louie at the airport, and Laughing Louie's telling us how good a job he's doing. And when they pour the runways, they put hessian over the top, you know, so it helps it cure slowly. But they've put hessian over a bear pit. It was like a big drain. So we're talking to Louie, and then when all of a sudden we looked around, there's no Louie. He's fallen down this bear pit. He's going, help, help. They put hessian over the top of a bloody...
panel?
Mate, anyway, that was funny. But there's millions of things happen, and you know, like 50 years in the union, you know, like, you can't just talk about it in a couple of minutes. It's massive, the stuff that went on. But your original question was probably the best job. But I don't know. There's a few good ones. I mean, the one we were on in
Whiteman Street.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. There was the Ford paint factory, Coot Island, the metals jobs. You know, they were good trade unionists. You always had a few wars when they're on your job. It was just, you know, and we achieved a lot. We looked after a lot of people, you know. We you know, people that couldn't afford this, couldn't afford funerals, couldn't afford that. We always had a kitty going, trying to, you know, make sure when things like that happened, we could had the money there to look after them. But now they'd say that's illegal, you know, probably, as we found out. You know, you can't help anyone out, you know. But so that's the way it's heading, but unfortunately. But, you know, yeah, they were good days.
Who was your funniest Peggy you had, do you reckon?
Oh, well, I suppose it's Mud, but he was the biggest pain in the arse of all time, you know. He was drunk all the time.
It was hilarious.
But I'll tell you what he could do. I think we've spoken about this before. He's the only man that can cook a roast meal in a pie warmer.
Nailed it.
He can cook the roast lamb, gravy, and three veggies in the pie warmer. It's not a bad effort. But there was a lot of collateral damage along the way just trying to get that done, let me tell you that. Jesus.
He was robbing the hoist for a while there too, wasn't he?
Among his other duties.
Yeah, yeah.
Cook a roast. Getting pissed. Yeah.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Did the sheds ever get cleaned?
I remember once down at Apple and Dock, you know, when Normie passed away. And, yeah, it was a sad time for us, you know. Great man, we respected him. Norm, you know, so we decided that we better, all the old BLs would get in the office and have a couple of cans for Norm, you know. Anyway, the big boss come on the job and he was right outside our door, my office door, so we couldn't come out. So he's out there talking for 2 hours. And we couldn't come out because, you know, they're saying, well, where's all the crime and the dog and the riggers and all that? There's about 20 of us stuck in this little office drinking cans, you know. Couldn't make any noise because they're right out the front. So anyway, I was sending messages and they're trying to find us. But anyway, that was quite funny. You had to be there. But like millions of stories like that. I can't think of them all at the moment, but I might write a book one day.
Memoirs.
Yeah. Charlie blew his knee out, remember? Crushing the cans.
Yeah, Charlie. Charlie was a peggy. We had little Charlie, and he used to wear shorts and pull them right up to his waist, you know, and his nuts would be hanging out of his Jesus. And he used to be squashing cans. He'd bang, bang on the back, and his knee actually bowed out. It's bowed out because of all the cans. But he wouldn't put any disinfectant in the water. Just mop them with water because he'd think he was saving the company money. So this day, and then he put water in the milk. So, yeah, water the milk down.
Watering down the milk.
Oh, yeah. And this day I lost it. So I picked him up by the scruff of the neck and took him up to the boss's office. And he said, Charlie, for Christ's sake, if they go home, it's going to cost me $60,000. You're saving 6 cents, you know. Yeah, things like that, you know, characters and all that, yeah.
Biggest rallies, the best rallies you've been to? Or?
Oh, rallies, jeez. Well, you know, I suppose... The GrowCon one was good, you know, when we pushed all the horses back. That was, although I think I did a hernia that day, but you'll read more about that when I, you know, sue the union or someone. But I mean, you know, but I mean, yeah, we pushed all the horses back. But they sent a message out. Well, what happened? They said on the radios, and boys have radios on the jobs, that what's happened, and they're running horses over the boys. And you actually see blokes climbing down the sides of buildings trying to get down there and support us. It was massive. That every copper there in Victoria, they could get every copper. So I was ringing a few of the boys up saying, good time to rob a bank, you know. but they got them all down there, and it was massive. You know, it was a good blow. They had people from all over the world. They had news caravans from all over the world. And we also get a lot of emails and support and money sent into the union of people supporting us. Geez, you get nothing from your book. Geez, what are you blokes here just for your looks?
What's the best pub you've ever drank at?
Oh, geez, that's a good one, Frankie. You know,
it's a big body of work.
Yeah.
Geez, you should have told me a bit of pre-warning.
Not in your social after hours where you've been.
All right, the early openers. We used to drink at the waterside when we're building that building at the back. Go have 6 or 8 pots in the morning before we start, and driving the cranes and all that. And then I'll never forget this morning, this Aboriginal girl, King, hit this bloke in the pub. Oh, it was a shock. She's just gone, you hear this big thud, and this bloke, my size, gone down. This Aboriginal girl, King, hit him. I said, right, let's get out of here. So the first time we ever got back to the job on time.
Obviously, the conditions. How much better have the conditions got?
It's unbelievable. I mean, the union's done an unbelievable job, you know, to get where we have from where we were. And trying to maintain it, you know, yeah. they're trying to bring shit in all the time, you know, breaking down the conditions. So we've got to make sure we don't sell any conditions. Conditions aren't there to be sold. They're there to be maintained and improved on. And we've got to keep doing that because, you know, we've got all the young kids coming in. And, you know, they're entitled to have a nice, safe job. Maybe we should move the track. Are we paying the old gold grey mare yet?
No, that's the last one.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, obviously, ACDC's in town, so we're going a long way to the top. We'll be right back.
And there it was. Are we back on? Beautiful. All
we're
right.
Live. We're live.
All right. So we just thought we're just about done with those suits. I've got to go there Sunday. You know,
blow the roof off of that. Joint.
Now, all right. So you want to cut me stories? Yeah. Right? What ones? You want to? You want the one? All right.
Well, I reckon the one about
in the right. years ago, we got in a bit of strife down in South Melbourne. We're doing a job next to the what was the pub on the corner? I can't remember the name of it. Doesn't matter, does it really? Anyway, long story. They sent a big paddy. Remember the big paddy wagons down? I was glad it was a paddy wagon because I was drinking with all the paddies, you know. So we all got carted off. We got separated with a bloke called Joe Old and got a nice old touch-up by the coppers, the old baton, you know, playing the old xylophone on me 3KZ. But they took me back to the South Melbourne police station. This bloke, the local sergeant, was a South Melbourne police station. This bloke was a South African, this sergeant, absolute, had a history of just an absolute fucking shit carter. And they got me upstairs and they handcuffed me to the chair, you know, belted the bejesus out of me, and all the boys are singing IRA bloody songs down in the cells. It was unbelievable. I was pissing myself laughing. That didn't help things. I got bigger flogging for that. But so then the coppers all left. They left the copper up there just keeping an eye on me, you know, because they've probably gone a little bit too far on me, but anyway, that was all right. I ended up in hospital for 2 weeks. But, and she said, you better be careful. Don't get that the sergeant upset so much, because you know, he was a South African welterweight champion boxer. I said, oh, yeah. I said, I'd have been the world championship boxer if I was fighting blokes in handcuffs. that's a true story.
Yeah.
True story. And he come up and give me another flog because she was in tears. But that's the old days. What was the other one you wanted to hear?
About the panels, the bloke who goes.
Was it Rouse Street?
Yeah, yeah. It was in Rouse Street. It was L.U. Simon's job. And they had this some bloke, you know, another one, another half-pied gangster, or thought he was. And didn't have an OBA, didn't have nothing. And I've come down there on the job and this Ferrari, yellow Ferrari, you know, and this bloke, you know, folds himself out. He's about same 6'3" or something. And he goes, who are you? I said, well, who are you? He says, you know who I am? He says, I'm the bloke that owns the panels and the panel yards. And I'm a mate of this bloke and that bloke. I said, yeah. He said, who are you? I said, I'll tell you who I am. I'm a mate of the bloke driving the crane and we ain't lifting your panels. I wasn't too impressed.
See ya.
But that's just the type of thing we've had to put up with. But I mean, we've run, you know, all these challenges. We've got a massive challenge now. We've got to work our way through this now. I mean, it's, you know, I always talk about unity. You know, the young blokes always just sort of like, oh, we don't like them, we don't like them, or all that. But at the end of the day, I think the one thing's proven to me, the only way you can beat these people is unity. And over the years on the jobs, when we've all stuck together and taken on the bosses or taken on anyone, we've always won. But once we've splintered or split, that's when it all turns to shit. So all my passing remarks on the last thing on my last show on the concrete game, by the way, I'd like to thank all the listeners that have stuck by us through thick and thin and 3CR Community Radio for all these years of support. We've been attacked by the best. We're still here. We've had the CIA, not the CIA, what do they call our
ASIO
come in and go through the offices here trying to find stuff on us, and all sorts of stuff's gone over. But we're still going. We're coming into our 50th year next year, so we'll be having a 50th year somewhere that you blokes will be organising. Good on you, boys. Now you can argue with yourselves and not me. And all your good ideas, Campo. So I hope you've got a couple left. So that'll be coming up. But for all the listeners that are stuck by us, there's a lot of them out there. I really appreciate it. You know, you always weigh in. Every time you have the phone-ins, your names come up and all that. We really appreciate it. And you see us and ring us and encourage us. And we think we're shit ass, and we are. But some obviously we've got the biggest listening here, so we must be doing something right. I don't know what it is, but I think it's because we fuck everything up, probably, but we're very good at that. And we've got the right crew for fucking everything up, I tell you. and that's why we're on the concrete gang, and that's probably why we're union officials. But and all the organisers, all the stewards out there have supported me in 53 years. Thank you so much.
Well, we better go in Scallywags.
Well, we're going to Scallywags. Obviously, got to be very careful about this at the moment.
So,
I'll tell you, we don't have to have Scallywags. We might not have Scallywags this week because I want to hear the song. You know, yep. Shit can, I mean, to the end. No, I know there's plenty of time, but we've still got a few things to say. We're up to 26 minutes. Well, you know, you blokes, you know, you're the future of the union, you three. And young blokes, you know, I've whipped you in the gear a little bit, but I think got a few rough edges, you know. Whip
me in the main word.
Yeah. Always going crooking them and yelling and screaming at them, and they love it, don't worry. You got to treat them mean and keep them keen, these blokes, you know. But you are good blokes, and you're fantastic, and you're the future of the union, and we need you to stand up now. We need you blokes to, you know, lead the young blokes, lead the union. And I think you're the right blokes to do it. You take on a big task and you know what you're up against. And you know what these pricks tried doing to bring us down, which has happened to me. But anyway, that's just life. But I've had a good innings. I'm not complaining. I'm 70. I'll get some time to pay my grandkids now. Misery, yeah. Gut, Skinny. Have a pot. You see two old broken down blokes in the pub, it'll be me and Skinny arguing over who shouted this. And, you know, it'll be something good to look for retirement. You know, you sort of... I was still good for another couple of years, I think. But anyway, it's just what it is. It is what it is. But, I mean, you got to move aside sometimes, let other people, you know, come through and all that. But the way they're going, they're just chopping people. It's like it's not right what's happening, you know. But, you know, a lot of things aren't right. But we've got to stay strong, stay solid, and get through this period so we've got something left in the union. So when we get be able to vote who we want in the lead in the union, we have the money and the finances and the men behind them to do it again. So look, that's about all I've got to say. And I'll just say it again, the listeners out there really make this show. Without you, we can't do it. And as we've said, they'll be moving on to better, bigger things next year, and these blokes will... Well, by then the parrot will probably say something. By then the woodpecker.
There's no guarantees there.
No, there's three words. And five trees will be about 18 trees by then. And Campo. So look, I think it's time for us to drift off in the sunset. We'll go out the same old way.
Dare to
struggle.
Dare to win.
Don't fight.
You lose.
Good morning from the concrete and goodbye for me.
See you, mate. And we're going out with the old grey mare.
Ain't what she used to be. The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Many long years ago. The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Many long years ago.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.